Good rising, good day, good evening. Welcome back to the prayer chamber. Today's prayer is a prayer for self, a prayer for you. Oftentimes we pray for others, we intercede on the behalf of others, and that is what we should do as the people of the Most High. We should pray for one another, but there comes a time when we need to just sit before Sonini Nanini and pray for ourselves. It's also a way for you, for me, us, when we pray for ourselves to reevaluate what's going on in our hearts and in our minds according to the truth of Sonini's word. And so today we will be praying. This is a prayer for self. And again, these prayers are not meant to be the end all to be all. It's just a starting point, a jumping point for you, for myself. You can add to it and grow from it. And so I just ask you to take that into consideration when listening to these prayers. Scripture references for this prayer today are as follows. Numbers chapter 23, 19 through 24. Chapter 24, verse 4 through 7. Deuteronomy. Chapter 6, verse 51, and I apologize that it's not in book order. Judges, chapter 13 through 16. First Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 9. Chapter 19, verse 3b. Chapter 17, 3 through 6. 2 Chronicles, chapter 30, 18b and 19a, Psalm 28, 6 through 9, chapter 86, verse 11, chapter 119, verse 73, chapter 125 and 144, Psalm 136, verses 11 through 12, Chapter 139, verses 23 and 24. Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 30. Chapter 23, verse 17. Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verses 3, 7, 8, 10. Chapter 10, verse 18. Nehemiah, chapter 8. Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 3, chapter 6, verse 5, chapter 61, verse 8, Jeremiah, chapter 17, 7 through 10, verses 13, 14 through 18, Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 26, Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32 and 33, Hosea, chapter 6, verse 4, Malachi, chapter 2, verse 7, chapter 3, verse 3, Matthew, chapter 21, verse 38, chapter 27, verse 18, Mark, chapter 7, verse 7, and 21, Luke, chapter 12, verse 24, John, chapter 14, 30, Acts, chapter 4, verse 33, chapter 20, verse 32, Romans, chapter 2, verse 4, chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, chapter 13, verse 13, chapter 15, 16 and 17, chapter 1, verse 29. Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. Chapter 5, verse 16 and 17, verses 26 and 27. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 19. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Chapter 7, verse 17. Chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. 19b, 20 and 24. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16. Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 3 through 7. 1 Peter 2, 1, 11. That will be 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 11. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, James chapter 3, verses 3 through 7, and Revelation chapter 2, verse 23b. In our reading of the so-called New Testament, New Testament, amen, we understand that, and throughout the entire Bible, the scriptures, we understand that it has been tampered with. And so in reading these scriptures, as we're praying these scriptures, we need to seek Sonini and ask him for discernment and insight as to what is his truth, what has been inserted, and go from there. So let's pray. Sonini, Nanini, let my heart be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of you, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. As I therefore receive the words of Messendacy, your son, who came in your name, Sonini, Nanini, Father, help me to walk in you, rooted and built up in you and established in the confidence as I have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Help me to be aware lest anyone cheat me through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, according to the web of lies through the Babylonian system, and not according to the truth of your word. For in you, Sonini, dwells all goodness and truth, and I am complete in you, Father. Father, you are the head of all principalities and power, and your word declares that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Sonini Nanini Samanla. Most High, I ask that I may be filled with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that may walk worthy of you, fully pleasing you, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of Sonini Nanini. Strengthen with all might according to your glorious power for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to you, Father, who has qualified me to be a partaker of the inheritance of the Bantu. Father, you have delivered me from the power of the darkness of this Babylonian system and conveyed me into your kingdom, in which I have redemption through the covenant. Modimo, it is your will that I be sanctified, that I should abstain from sexual immorality, that I should know how to possess my vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust. Father, I thank you that you did not call me to uncleanliness, but unto holiness. Help me to put off former conduct, such as thoughts and imaginations and acts, which grow corrupt according to the deceitful lust, that I may be renewed in my spirit and my mind, that I may put on the new man, which was created according to your power in true righteousness and holiness. Father, help me to be strong in you and in the power of your might, that I may put on and keep on the whole armor of Modima, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. For I do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, teach me, Father, to take up and effectively use the whole armor, that I may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, continuing to stand, having my loins girt about with truth, having the breastplate of righteousness on, having my feet sod with the preparation of the truth of peace. Above all, taking the shield of confidence to block the fiery darts of the wicked one, taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, that I desire and love, that I may pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful with all perseverance and supplication for all the Bantu and for myself, that utterance may be given to me, that I may boldly open my mouth to make known your truth, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Father, in these last days and perilous times, help me not to be self-centered, a lover of money, which is the root of all evil. Help me not to be boastful, proud, a blasphemer. Help me not to be disobedient, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, a slanderer, a woman without, or a man without self-control, brutal, a despiser of good, a traitor, stubborn, haughty, a lover of pleasure rather than a lover of sonini. I don't want to be guilty of having a form of righteousness with no power. Help me not to be gullible. Help me not to be a gullible one who is always learning but never able to come to the knowledge of truth, which is the Spirit of truth. But teach me by your Spirit to know truth. Father, I come to you and I thank you for your Son, Masindisi, who came in your name to turn the Bantu back to you, Father. Protect me from any trap the enemy has set up for my life. You promise that you will deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Thank you for allowing me access to you boldly, just as my ancestors had direct access to you, Father. I thank you that you have given me authority over the enemy. Therefore, I bind Satan and his works of wickedness and his plan to destroy me. I break every stronghold he may have built in my life. His weapons against me will not prosper. I am the temple of Sonini Nanini. The enemy will not and cannot have my life. And I do this in the powerful name of Sonini Nanini. Father, according to your word, allow me the opportunity to redeem the time, for the days are evil, that I may know your will for my life and to understand it altogether and not be unwise. Sanctify and cleanse me daily with the washing of the water of your word, that I may be presented as a glorious vessel, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that I should be holy without blemish. So, Nini Nanini, I thank you for establishing me in you, for creating me in your image and after your likeness, that you empower me. You also sealed me and given me your Spirit. I desire to operate in the great power that you have given me. Enable me to be the kind of messenger that keeps knowledge on my lips, so that when people seek your word, I will be in place to speak your truth. Father, I thank you that you sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And I thank you that you will purify me and purge me as gold and silver, that I may offer to you an offering in righteousness. Most High calls me to trust you to provide ultimate happiness so that I may love and serve you only. Teach me not to love the world, because in doing so, I lust for the things of the world. This is energized by the lie that something other than you can satisfy. I rebuke the spirit of the world out of my life. So, Nini na Nini, help me not to submit to the falsehood of this Babylonian system. For the world's delight is temporal, and those who pursue worldly desires under your certain judgment. Father, cause me to see clearly the absolute bankruptcy of the world's power. Let my intimacy with you be deepened. Cause me to be homesick for you and the holy land you promised my ancestors. Father, I need to realize that keeping your commandments is what really matters. Help me to remain in my calling in which you called me. Father, according to your word, you state that I should abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. I ask that you grant me your strength to do so. I have no strength in myself to do this, but through you, I can do all things, so Nini na Nini. Father, according to your word, direct my work in truth. In your truth, to walk in the everlasting covenant you made with my fathers, Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. Let my offering, my life, be acceptable, sanctified by your spirit. Thank you, so Nini, that I have obtained like precious confidence with those who have gone before me by the righteousness of our Savior, so Nini na Nini Samanla. I pray that my knowledge of you continue to be multiplied as your divine power has given me all things that pertain to life and holiness through the knowledge of you who has called me by glory and virtue, by which has been given to me exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these I may be a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But for this very reason, given all diligence, teach me to add to my confidence virtue, excellence of character, to virtue, knowledge, awareness, applied wisdom, to knowledge, self-control, that I may master my emotions rather than being controlled by them. To self-control, perseverance, that I won't be easily succumb to discouragement or temptation to quit. To perseverance, holiness, always being aware of your presence. To holiness, brotherly kindness, love. Father, your word promised that if these things are in me and are mine and they abound, I will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of so Nini na Nini. But if I lack these things, I will be short-sighted even to blindness and forget that I was cleansed from wickedness. Modimo, help me to be more diligent to make my call and election sure. For if I do these things, I will never stumble. So an entrance will be supplied to me abundantly into your everlasting kingdom. Father, if I do not retain you in my knowledge, you will give me over to a debased mind full of envy. Help me to retain you in my mind always. Help me not to have envy in my heart, so I won't be guilty of mishandling your people, the Bantu. Bawo, Father, your word says that love suffers long and is kind. It does not envy or is jealous of anyone for anything at any time. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely or seeks its own. It's not self-centered. It is not provoked. It thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, openly or in the heart. But love rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things that are truthful, hopes all things, endures all things. With knowing this, enable me to operate in love, to be perfected in love for you and the Bantu, so that I will not perform the works of the flesh, which are envy, jealousy, and self-centeredness. I will walk properly as in the day, not reveling, drunkenness, lewdness, lust, strife, or any kind of jealousy, but I will put on the spirit of so Nini na Nini to make no provisions for the flesh, to fulfill the lust thereof. I will have a sound heart, so that I will have life for my body, and I will put off envy, which is rottenness, to my bones. I will not let my heart envy or be jealous of anyone, but I will be zealous for the fear of Sonini Nanini all day. For surely there is a hereafter, and my hope will not be cut off. I will lay aside, not to pick up and put on again, all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. For indeed I have tasted that Molimo is gracious. Being that I receive the kindness and the love of Sonini Nanini, my Savior, not by works of righteousness which I have done, but according to his mercy, I am saved. I have been justified by your grace, that I'm an heir according to the hope of eternal life that Modimo has given to the Bantu. I will not operate in foolish disobedience, deception, various lusts and pleasures. I will not live in malice, envy, hatefulness, or being hateful toward others in my heart, mind, or my thoughts. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will affirm to myself by the word of the Most High. I will walk in meekness of wisdom, because if I don't, I will have bitter envy and self-centeredness in my heart. This kind of wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly and sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-centeredness exist, confusion and every evil thing is there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Most High, you have said in your word that I am a bukun when I trust in you and when my hope is in you. You plant me by water so my roots can spread by the river. And I will have courage when heat comes. I will not be anxious in the year of drought when I'm attacked. Because attacks will come, I will not be anxious, nor will I cease to yield fruit. You have also said that my heart is deceitful, unfaithful above all things, and desperately wicked, that I cannot begin to even know it. Therefore, Father, I ask you to purge me. Cleanse me, creating me a clean heart, so that when you search and test me, you will find pleasure with me. You, Father, will give me according to my ways, according to the fruit of my doings. Modimo, teach me not to forsake you, because if I do, I will be ashamed. Teach me not to depart from your way. I do not want to be written in the earth. Father, you are the fountain of living waters. Heal me, Sonini Nanini, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. By no other name can I be saved except by the name of Sonini Nanini. Father, do not be a terror to me. You are my only hope in the day of attack, in the day of doom, for the days of Jacob's trouble are upon your people. And you are my only hope. Let the enemy, my flesh, my will, my rebellion, my selfishness, my pride, all my sins and iniquities be put to shame. Let them be dismayed. But do not let me be put to shame for your name's sake. Father, your word says that truly the heart of the Son of Man are full of evil. Madness is in our hearts while we live and after they go to the dead. Father, let me have a new heart, that there will be no evil and madness, but that my heart will only consider you and you alone, and consider righteousness. Father, I thank you for your goodness, forbearing and long suffering that leads and has led me to repentance, that has led me to return to you, to your covenant. Father, you are a righteous, mighty one, and you search the minds and the hearts of all and will give each one according to their heart's work. May my works be righteous before you. I acknowledge that I am undone before you always, and that I'm a woman or a man of uncleanliness throughout. However, I thank and praise you for touching me, taking my iniquity away from me, and purging me of my sin. Father, it does not please you that I honor you with my lips if my heart is far away from you and worship you in vain. I pray that my heart be pure before you always, being close to you always. According to your word, out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, such as adultery, fornication, murder, thievery, covetousness, wickedness, lewdness, deceit, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. These are the things that defile me if they are in my heart. Purify and cleanse my heart, Father, so that I will not be defiled from the inside. Father, I beseech you because you have heard my supplications. You are my strength and my shield. My heart always trusts in you and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. And with my song, I praise you. You are my saving refuge. Ibukum, your inheritance. Shepherd me and bear me up forever. Father, all-powerful one, I praise and thank you. For with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, you have delivered me and saved me from destruction. I praise you that I don't have to lose heart. Even though my outward man perish, yet my inward man is being renewed day by day, and you created me to never die. Father, stabilize my soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions so that I can be an offering to you. I claim peace in my mind and stability in my soul. Father, I thank you that by you I win. And I am victorious. Father, I don't want to disappoint you by going back to Babylon. And I reclaim lost ground as it is rightfully mine. In the name of Sonini Nanini, I will not be led by my emotions, the emotions of others, situations or circumstances, but I will be led by the spirit of Sonini to direct me and give me insight. I understand that emotions and feelings are fickle, but you, Father, you are constant. Father, you called me to be a woman or a man of righteousness, holiness, a Bantu king, a Bantu queen. Therefore, I walk in the character and the destiny rightfully that you have given me. I command the enemy by the name of Sonini Nanini to stop whispering lies to me. But I only believe what Sonini Nanini says. Father, teach me to pray in the spirit effectively with no distractions and to worship you the way you deserve. I desire to have a full-sighted awareness of who you are, who I am in you, and what you have given me. Give me an ear to hear what you are saying to me. Give me a heart to obey what you are saying to me. Give me an eye to see as you see. Give me a heart to please you in all things. Father, you command me to know the mighty one of my fathers, Abram, Isaacah, and Jacob, and serve you with a loyal heart and with a willing mind, just as they did. Father, you search all hearts and understand all the intent of thoughts. You promise me that if I seek you, I would find you. However, if I forsake you, you will cast me off forever. Your word is true, and I desire to seek to know you according to your covenant. Father, let the good thing that is found in me, which is that I have prepared my heart to seek you, be acceptable and pleasing before you. Even so, Father, help me to walk in the ways of my fathers and mostly of ascendancy and seek to please you to walk according to your commandments, and not according to this world system, that you may establish me in your truth. Father, give me hearing with understanding, attentive ears to your word, to help people understand your word. Help me help people understand that Sonini Nanini is our salvation, the salvation of the Bantu. Father, increase my spiritual discernment so I am not tricked by flattering words and sentiment. Help me to see with clarity so I'm not caught by the snare of the fowler. Give me discernment past my physical limitations so that I may see the fowler before he sees me and flee from wickedness. Increase my spiritual discernment so I am not caught unaware of the enemy's devices. Allow the spirit of discernment to help me not to be moved by emotions, mine or others, but that I may be moved by your spirit to bring order to chaos. Father, help me not to take your presence for granted by being reckless, arrogant, defiant, lustful, deceitful, boastful, entitled with uncontrolled emotions. As I grow in the fruit of the spirit, especially that of temperance, guide and lead me into all truth. So Nini Nanini, I thank you that you are not a man that lies, nor the son of man that you should repent. When you speak, you will do and make good on your word. Father, let there be no iniquity observed in me. Bawo, let there be no wickedness seen in me. I thank you that I am righteousness, that I am the righteousness of Sonini Nanini Samanla. Father, I thank you that you will be with me, and that the shout of a king is with me. Let no sorcery of divination be against me, but let the mighty one of Abram, Issachar, and Jacob be my covenant protection. In this I will rise like a lioness and lift myself up like a lion. So Nini Nanini Samanla, allow me to utter your words, allow me to see the vision of the Almighty and worship you with eyes wide open. Father, let my dwelling be lovely, stretch out like valleys. Plant me as a garden by the riverside, that my roots run deep. Father, pour water from my buckets and let my children be in many waters. Bawo, assist me not to forsake your holy covenant by being corrupt or deceived by flattery. Enable me to know you, know the truth of who you are, and stand in you. Strengthen me to carry out great exploits and to understand that I may instruct many. Great one, I thank you that I can live my life with joy and gladness because you have already accepted me, because I have turned back to your covenant. Therefore, I will let my garment always be white and let my head lack no oil. You alone, Most High, make and keep my heart pure and strengthen me. Help me to be diligent to do whatever my hands find to do with might, for there is no work or device or knowledge of wisdom in the grave. Most High, your word says that because of laziness, the building decays, and through idleness of hands, the house leaks. Tatananzambi. I do not want to operate in a lazy person's spirit, to find myself idle. I do not want my home, my body, my relationships, and my walk with you to be decayed or to leak. Teach me to have a diligent spirit toward you. Modimo Sheneke Tatanzani Alkango. So Nini Nanini, thank you for hearing me, thank you for answering me, and thank you for showing me great and mighty things that I have yet to see.